Okay, good evening, everyone. We began last night speaking about the halachas of muktzah, and we were discussing specifically muktzah machmas gufo, something which is muktzah because it's not a keli, and it has no function on Shabbos, and we gave examples of a rock, a twig, a leaf that came off a tree, things that are, as I said, they're not kalim of any sort, or the shell of a nut. We said even though when Shabbat started it was part of the food, but now that it's off, it's muktzah. So other examples would be, let's say something breaks on Shabbos. Let's say you have a glass or a mug, a ceramic mug, and it breaks into small pieces which are of no use anymore. They have no function at all. They're too small to be useful for anything. So now they're muktzah, muktzah machmas gufo. So there, if it's in a place where it presents a safety hazard, there are greater allowances of how to move it. We'll talk soon about moving stuff, but inherently, the pieces are muktzah. And the same thing applies to garbage. Things, even something that was a keli, but it broke partially before Shabbos to a degree where it could still be used, but it also could be discarded. It's not unusual at that point just to discard it because it's no longer in optimum shape. So if you discard it before Shabbos, if you put it with the garbage, then it becomes muktzah. If you don't throw it out, it's still usable. Let's say a mug with a handle breaks off. It's still usable. But on the other hand, some people might just throw it out at that point because it doesn't have its full function. And it's not worth keeping if it doesn't function fully. So if it was not thrown out, the person just is left to lying around, so then it is not muktzah. But if it's thrown out before Shabbos, then when Shabbos sets in, it becomes muktzah. If this would happen on Shabbos, if the mug would break on Shabbos in a way that it's still usable, but it's as I said, in this case where the handle fell off, even if you threw it out, it would not become muktzah. On Shabbos itself, it doesn't become muktzah unless it breaks in a way that into pieces that are not usable, pieces that have no function. But let's say the handle itself, the handle fell off the mug. So this little handle, this little piece is no function anymore. It's not meant to reattach it to the mug or use it for anything. So that's muktzah. But the mug itself is not muktzah, because it's still usable, and even if you throw it out, but since it wasn't thrown out before Shabbos, it's not muktzah until the following Shabbos. Okay, but let's say other stuff, other garbage, which is disposable. I believe we discussed this topic once, more in detail, but disposable kalim, plates or cups, which were used, and then thrown out before Shabbos, or a napkin that was used, and it could still be used again, but it wasn't, used to the point that it's completely useless. And if you were done with it, you used it for one, you had a napkin, you wiped your face with it, and you don't need it anymore, so you threw it in the garbage. So now when Shabbos starts, it becomes muktzah. If it was lying around when Shabbos, if you did not throw it out, and Shabbos starts, and it's still usable, and it's partially used, you wouldn't set a table with it, but it's still usable, so it's not muktzah. But if it's not usable anymore but if it's thrown out before Shabbos, even though it was partially usable, since it's normal to throw it out, it becomes muktzah. This is in contrast to something which is completely functional and usable, and a person just throws it out because I'm cleaning through my cabinet and I don't need it anymore. I come across something which I don't need. Let's say a mug, Taka, a perfectly functional mug, which is in good shape, but you just got you just got another few mugs, and then, you know, I haven't touched this one in years. It just sits there taking up space. A cheap mug, so throw it out. Somebody picked it up at some tourist attraction once, and you no longer has any value to you, so you throw it out. That's not muksa, even when Shabbos starts, because it's perfectly functional. It's a kli shalem. So a kli shalem doesn't become muksa even if it's thrown into the garbage. But if it's a kli shavur, even if it is not shavur to the extent where it can't be used, but it's shavur enough, it's broken enough to the point, to the extent where people would, some people would throw it out because it's not in perfect shape. Then throwing to the garbage makes the difference. Throwing to the garbage for Shabbos turns it into muksa. Okay, now we mentioned last night, we tried to talk about circumstances when you could move something that's muksa. So let's talk about these things with muksa machmas gufo, and you discover it's on your Shabbos table. Either some coins or some shells from nuts or whatever it is. And you want to use that, you know, it's in the way. First of all, you might need the actual area, the space that it's occupying. Or even if you don't need that space, but it's completely out of place on your Shabbos table. So the halacha is that you're allowed to move even something that's muksa machmas gufo. You're allowed to move it min hatzad, tiltul min hatzad, meaning in indirect form of tiltul is mutter if it's litzorech davar hamutter, if it's being done for a permissible thing, meaning if it's being done for the muksa itself, it's not mutter. So let's say the case of money. You left some money on the table and you want to put it away because you don't want it, you're afraid it might get lost or it might disappear over Shabbos. So you want to put it away. So that you're not allowed to move it, even kela achayad, even or minhat, what's called minhat sad, even an indirect form of tiltul is not permissible under those circumstances, because the heter of tiltul minhat sad is only litzarch davar hamutter, and the davar hamutter here means the mutter means permissible, but it means as opposed to davar hamuksa, not for the purpose of davar hamuksa. So what's the davar hamutter? The davar hamutter would be the space or the thing it's happening. It's on a table and I need the table. The table is a davar hamutter. It's just that there's a davar muksa on it and I need the table. So if I need the table, I'm allowed to move off the muksa kila achar yad, min hatzad. So how do you do that? So there are two forms of tiltul min hatzad. One form is where you're actually moving something else for its sake, something heter, something with non-muksa, for its purpose, and the muksa comes along at the same time. For example, let's say you have a plate on the table, and on the plate there are things that are not muksa, and then there's also something muksa, like the nutshells are on the plate, but there's also things which are non-muksa on that plate, and you want to move the non-muksa items to the kitchen, or you want to move the plate itself to the kitchen. And by doing that, you're going to be carrying the muksa also, so that's okay, because that's tiltul min hatzad. Your the act of tiltul is considered to be being done on the dovar shel heter. I'm really being metaltel the plate. Elamai, the muksa is coming along, so that's okay. Now, this is just a clarification or caveat. This is assuming the plate doesn't have a status of a basus, the davar muksa, which we'll leave that for a moment, the definition, we'll leave that for a different night. But a basus, I mean the details, but a basus in just generally means that there are times when muksa is left on an item intentionally, so the thing it's left on becomes muksa. Sometimes because you left the muksa on there intentionally, then that itself becomes the buses, the thing that's supporting it becomes muksa. But so we'll have to get to discuss the details of that. But cases where that's not the situation. For example, the average case with the nutshells just were placed on there during the course of Shabbos. When Shabbos began, there weren't nutshells on this plate. They ended up on the plate during Shabbos. So then, and there are other things on the plate that are not muksas, then the plate is not considered a busis. It does not have the status of busis, and you're allowed to move the plate, provided you're moving it. I'm moving it for the mutter things. But, okay, that's one form of tiltum netzad. The other form, which is more controversial, but the Mishnah Berurah goes along with it, is if I just take a knife or a fork or something and I push off the muksa to a place where it's not in the way, meaning it's been outside and that it's been outside, it's kalachiyat, I'm not using my hand directly. I'm not taking my hand and pushing the money or pushing the nutshells out of the way. I'm taking a fork or a knife and I'm using that to push it. It's min hatzad. Now, some say that's not called min hatzad because you're doing a maisa tiltal on the muksa. You're not using your hand directly, but that's not what's meant by min hatzad. Min hatzad means when you're actually moving something else for its sake. Here, I'm not moving anything else for its sake. The knife I'm moving is just to move the money. But as long as I'm doing it letzarech davar hamutar to clear the space of the table so I can use the table, according to the more lenient opinion, which the Mishnah Berurah agrees with, that's still called tiltul min hatzad, and you're allowed to do that letzarech davar hamutar. So the bottom line is you could move the nutshells off the table or the money or the other object item that's muksa machmas gufo, you can move it off the table if you need the space on the table, or if you just need the table and it's disturbing. Now, there's a totally separate heter called graf shel rei, which perhaps we'll pick up with that tomorrow. Something which is repulsive. It is a special heter to move things away when they're repulsive. But what I've said till now doesn't require that. Even if the money's not repulsive, but it's in the way, so you're allowed to move it in the way I described. Tiltum and etzad, letzarech davar hamutar. As Hashem will pick it up. Have a good night and kol tov. Bye bye.
Thank you, Rabbi Chodesh Tov. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chodesh to all you and all the best. Bye bye.